the most memorable and the most powerful celebration of our Lord's Passion that I've ever experienced came one year during my seminary formation. I met with my spiritual director early on during Holy Week, and he said, "What I would like you to do on Good Friday or on Holy Saturday," he said, I want you to spend an hour alone with our Lord in the tomb." And I'm one of those people, I don't have the facility of being able to meditate well when I read Scripture. And so he assisted me a little bit and he said, "If you had an hour in the tomb, what would it smell like? What would you see? What would you do with that time?" And so I remember placing myself in the tomb, and the way I envisioned it, there was a slight opening in the roof so that it wasn't entirely dark. And it smelled musty, and the walls were damp. And I approached our Lord's body lying on a slab of stone. And I remember I walked up and I just took back the cloth that was laid over him. And as I was pulling the cloth back and I came to the wound in his heart, I was so moved, I just laid my head on his chest and I wept and I wept and I wept for my sins. And when my eyes ran dry, I finished taking the cloth off of him and I kissed every wound on his body. And I ended with his face. And I remember I was so thankful that I could offer our Lord something in his death. And yet he gave me far more. My brothers and sisters, my recommendation to you, if you want to get the most out of this celebration of our Lord's Passion, is to do what the mystics recommend, is to take a little time with a passion narrative and place yourself in that narrative as if you were really there. And they say, ideally, it would be best that you take on one of the characters. For example, maybe you would be Veronica. And if our Lord fell down before you and you were the one who was able to wipe his face, how would you do that? Would you have the courage to do that? Or if you were Simeon and they pulled you out of the crowd and they made you carry the cross, would you do it willingly? Would you say something to our Lord? And if so, what would you tell him? Or maybe be John or Mary Magdalene at the foot of the cross. Perhaps best of all, be Our Lady. If you were the Mother of God, what would you experience as you saw them hammer the nails into his hands? What pain would you experience when he exchanged John in his place? Or when you saw them pierce his heart? We have 2 days with our Lord in his suffering. I would recommend taking some time alone in prayer and enter into his passion. Maybe do what my spiritual director recommended and spend an hour in the tomb.